welcome to Sports Extra Extra. My name is Vincent Douglas Gregory, and today's episode is on the NBA lockout and how they're going to lose fans. Yes, lose fans. You can download this podcast on iTunes and any podcast directory, and make sure you check out the website at bdgsports.com and click on podcast. Well, the NBA lockout isn't the NFL lockout for a number of reasons, I should say. Well, the NFL didn't miss any games. No, none, zip, zip, zilch, nada, nothing. And the NFL is more popular. Yeah, believe it or not, NFL more popular than NBA. Yeah, that's not too hard to imagine or think about, is it? Or maybe not. And the NBA, of course, have missed games or scheduled to miss games. And basically the entire season, which I think they're going to end up doing anyway. And then you look at the economy and the whole situation of everything that's going on and how it's affecting people, how it's affecting or going to affect the small market teams such as your Charlotte, Oklahoma City's, Sacramento's, and all this. And then those small businesses, you know, the places you go right before you go in a game, you eat, maybe have a few drinks, adult beverages, maybe. You eat with the family, this, that, or after the game, you do all that good stuff. Yeah, that makes those small business people money. Yeah, that's how it works. Or is it? I don't know. I'm bad with math. And NBA is not so popular. No. Last year, a lot of people came back. People watched all this records and this and that. Young stars, everything good, great. But they missed games in 99. People left, or fans left, from watching back in 99. And, you know, some came back over time. Then there was the Malice in the Palace. Yeah. Kind of like the Rumble in the Bronx, or the Rumble in the Jungle, or this wasn't in New York. Those are like boxing things, but Malice in the Palace. It wasn't boxing. It was more of MMA, but that's another story. We'll talk about that later. Don't worry about it. And so fans left. A lot did not come back after that whole Malice in the Palace incident. Some fans were like, you know what? NBA, nah, I don't care too much for it. I'll watch college basketball. I'll watch NHL or do something else with my time. I'm not coming back. But some fans did come back. And then guess what? The one lone wolf, the ref, you know, who got caught gambling, cheating, all that other good stuff that he said that goes on in the league, where people were always like, hey, you know what? The NBA games are fixed. They're fixed. And then this ref, one lone wolf, said it's fixed. And you had your conspiracy theorists, or sometimes known as fans. It's like, see, the games are fixed. That one, that guy, he right there, fixed. But, okay, so some of those fans left, and some more people left. Like, all right, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. But that kind of cast this shadow of a doubt on the league. One that, you know, kind of gave some more people excuses not to watch and engage. Because think about it. Already the 99 missed games, shortened season, in the Malice in the Palace. Now the ref thing, okay. So last year to have fans come back over this time frame was, you know, a good thing. And now to have this, and now to have missed games, that's a bad thing. That's something that you should have avoided if you could. Well, it's something you should avoid, period. No excuses. But it wasn't avoided. Now fans are going to leave. Fans are not going to come back so with open arms and be like, oh, yeah, come back to me, NBA, I miss you. Fans are going to be like, you know what, I'm done, screw this, I'll be back, maybe. So it's going to take a huge public relations stunt, and it's going to take time for the NBA to get a large number of fans back after this lockout, because the NBA, let's face it, it's not the NFL. That's obvious, right? Because if it's not, I may have to stop drinking high-quality H2O. Yep. Well, that's all I have. you still know what to do. Make sure you check out the website at vdgsports.com and click on the podcast for any episodes that you missed, or go to the iTunes or any podcast director. Peace out.